One of the favourite things Bob loved singing, there's so much stuff about in your show at the Coper, was where you talk about Tim Harden, the composer, because you had a great hit together. Tell us about your...
Well, what actually happened was that some fellas came to me with some songs. They were very fresh in the music publishing business, and it was in 1966, and I was kind of looking for a hit, and they brought me a song, which went a little like this. Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? I said, fella, that's a lovely song. It really is, but it'll never be a hit. You know, it feels like to be an idiot. You know, boom. So anyhow, it was a smash, as you all know, 1.5 million seller, maybe 2 million seller. And a couple of 3 months went by, and they were very solicitous, by the way, the first time they walked into the office. They were all kind of dressed up to here, and they were trying to make an impression. So they had said to me, Mr. Darren, may we see you? And once you call me Mr., I go crackers. You know, I like that. I said, okay, great. I said, yes. And then they played me that song. I turned it down. A couple of months later, having had that success already, they walked back into my office, and they said, hey, Bobby. So we don't want to bug you, but we have a new song. And they played me a song which went something like, younger girls, younger girls, running across my mind. And I said, fellas, at my age, I cannot be singing about no younger girl or they'll throw me in jail. You know, that's not exactly the way I said it, but because we're not in a nightclub, I can't tell you the way I exactly said it. In any event, that sold 2.5 million records. It was a big smash. They came back to me a third time. This time they walked and said, hey, baby, want to get behind this number before you catch yourself in slumber. So, because we came back to your shack, Jack, this time in a Cadillac. So now we hate to trouble you because we know you can't make the payments on the VW. But if you do this song before long, it'll be a smash, bigger cash than you made with Splash. So I said, well, play it. Don't say it, play it. And they put it on the machine and went like this. Somewhere in the city, the back of my neck, and tight and good, and I turned that one down to 3 million copies, number one for 28 weeks. It was an incredible record. The next time they came in the office, I was laying in wait for them. David, I said, I don't care what you got. I'm going to record it. Da, 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 da. And they whipped out the sheet music, and it was, I thought what I thought it was, sheet music. It wasn't. It was an eviction notice. A piece of paper said, we have just bought this building with the royalties we made from you turning down our record. But before they left altogether, they did give me a very, very pretty Tim Harden song, and I wasn't about to let them get away with that.
Yeah. That's a great, great epic story. Will you,
it's true. It's
will you do the Tim Harden song
sure.
for us? Would you like to do now?
I'd love it.
And that, of course, was a huge smash and sold millions of copies for you.
Well, it was a nice-sized record, yes. It was a very good size. I tell you, it was a departure also for me in terms of a commercial record. I had sung other songs in that vein, but certainly none that broke through like that. Tim Harden's a fine songwriter.
Yes, he is.
I'd like to hear more of his material. I really would.